This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When you or I look out on a river flowing past, we see a landscape with maybe some wildlife or boaters. But Robin Grossinger sees history. Grossinger, who works for the San Francisco Estuary Institute, practices a new hybridized specialty as a historical ecologist.
Historical ecology is a combination of history and science. It's an effort to make sense of the complicated changes that have happened to the landscape in the past couple hundred years in California since European settlers arrived.
Now that may sound like a rather arcane and not particularly relevant area of study, but Grossinger says it's not. In fact, he explains understanding the past is often critical to making smart decisions today.
We find ourselves trying to improve the environment, to restore wetlands and creeks, provide habitat for different species, and not really knowing how the system used to work. Historical ecology becomes a really powerful tool for understanding how the landscape could work and might be able to be designed in the future. Not that we can go back to the past, but it provides us some clues as to ways we might want to design our landscapes in the future to take advantage of natural processes.
Grossinger says that when stream restoration projects are modeled on historical ecological profiles, they work.
The landscape is dynamic and always was changing. It wasn't a static picture that we try to go back to. But on the other hand, we find that these systems are often more recoverable than we might think, even though wetlands have generally been decimated. Often, if we restore the right conditions, they come back in fairly similar shape and form and characteristics to what was there before.
This can be especially helpful in designing flood control projects, where marshlands and deltas near a river's mouth have been filled in, reducing floodwater storage capacity with disastrous consequences further upstream. Such was the case with the detailed analysis Robin and his team completed last summer of the historic path followed by the Napa River.
We showed where the historical wetland had been, this complicated shape across the land. And as part of the flood protection project, those levees that prevented the tides from coming in there had probably been in place for over 100 years, were removed, and the tides very quickly reoccupied almost the same exact shape as the historical wetland and are now forming many of the features that we see on the old maps. It's amazing to see the continuity of landscape processes despite everything we've done.
In addition to Napa, Grossinger and his colleagues at the Estuary Institute have so far conducted a handful of other localized studies of creeks in Santa Clara County or the natural shoreline configuration of South San Francisco Bay. And he's hoping for a reason to examine the meandering course of the Petaluma River.
It's a broad tidal river system, an estuary. That's the navigational access to Petaluma, large areas of tidal marsh channels. It is actually the biggest remaining wetland in the whole Bay Area, so one of the best areas for us to study.
Wetland studies such as this may be increasingly important as low-lying coastal areas prepare to respond to the potential hazards of global warming. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.